Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option called Inspire. Inspire is FDA approved and works inside your body with your natural breathing process, delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Simply turn Inspire on before bed and off when you wake up. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to sign up for one of a series of upcoming free educational events in the Chicago area, where you can talk with an Inspire trained physician and people who treat their sleep apnea with Inspire. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
I'm Sheldon, CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Nowhere to be found on the practice field. Bears linebacker Danny Trevathan still down and out with a calf injury. The team's tackles leader has missed five practices because of it, presumably leaving his status up in the air for the Packers game this Sunday at Soldier Field at noon. Right guard Kyle Long was limited because of his finger. Wide receiver Marcus Wheaton was full force as he leaves a groin injury behind. Baseball, it was right here on 670 The Score today that Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer made it official. Jim Hickey is the new Cubs pitching coach, and being that he's been in the American League for the last decade plus with Tampa Bay.
Well, I haven't taken a look at anybody really yet, and it's really also kind of stunning to me that, you know, of course I know who people are and all that type of stuff, but your unfamiliarity with, you know, the National League, people that you don't see. You know, we did see the Cubs briefly, four games last year, but, you know, before that, you haven't seen them since whatever it was, 2014, and it's just kind of funny. I got a lot of words to do, I'll tell you that.
Hickey also telling Spiegel and Parkins that he has not yet spoken to any of his current Cubs pitchers, just letting them relax for a minute. Back to Hoyer, though, broke news on the Score today as well that first base coach Brandon Hyde is the team's new bench coach. Blackhawks are in Philadelphia tonight, while the Bulls are back on tomorrow when Indiana rolls into town. Lauri Markkanen, questionable. And just so you know, the Boston Celtics have won 10 in a row. They host Charlotte tomorrow. The Scoreboard Update is being brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And join the Scorers, Jason Goff, for the Tito's Talking Hoop Series with Bobby Portis tonight, 7 to 8 at Old Town Poorhouse in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team. Enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes. Meet Bobby Portis. It's all brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousine. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
LiAngelo Ball's in a little bit of trouble. You got to have some bigwigs at UCLA, whether it's the school president or somebody with some political ties, get a California state representative or a state senator to call the Department of Justice or call somebody for you to make sure that you can go home.
I think one way or another, they're going to cut a check or they're going to hand over somebody who is some Chinese dissident who is taking asylum here. Next thing you know, that person is going to be swapped for some UCLA. UCLA freshman.
Some big baller brand gear.
Or maybe we send their league a couple of D-League basketball players. Wow. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
Mike James. You got to go to China again.
Damn it! I'm 38!
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Of Arkish.
Now Dontrell Inman will be the guy that defenses will try and take away. It can't be Inman because defense is not going to be silly enough to let him be open enough often to do that. Ben Broniker and Daniel Brown are now going to get time in addition to Adam Shaheen. You know, the problem with Shaheen, he may still turn out to be a really fine football player, but I don't think he's going to be a factor this year. The kid who's probably the best receiver of the group is Daniel Brown, and he came in last week or 2 weeks after Miller got hurt. So I would look for the two tight end sets now to feature a lot of Brown and Sims along with him and right out there. It could be that Sims is the guy that's going to be open underneath quite a bit and maybe occasionally in the deep middle. You know, hopefully he'll be somebody that Trubisky can develop some chemistry with.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It is Bernstein and Goff with former NFLer, former Bolingbrook and University of Iowa star defensive end Anthony Heron sitting in. Now also of the Pac-12 network and various and sundry other media outlets.
Not quite a wide variety.
Not quite as many jobs as Spice Adams is going to join us at 4 o'clock, but a lot of jobs. And we're talking a little bit about this Bears game, what it means, what it does mean. And yes, there's some people who are on the text line asking if I saw the breaking news in the New York Times about Louis C.K. Yes, I did. This is an absolutely disgusting news day from Alabama Senate candidates to beloved comedians. These are some really sickening times that we're in. So, yeah, indeed, I've seen it. But here is a thought from the always thoughtful Stonecutter regarding the football conversations that we're having. He writes, "I think the Bears must lose this weekend. I hate this so much. I hate that we're here again. The Chicago Bears have a head coach who is at best average. He is a terrible in-game coach, and the best Monday through Saturday coach in the league has generated a 12-28 record in 2.5 years. He's a conservative, defensively minded head coach of a team that has just invested more heavily in the quarterback position than it ever has. Despite this, he retained the services of a clearly overmatched offensive coordinator, likely at least in part because no one else wanted to take a job where they could have been fired after a year. Mitch Trubisky, the entire future of the franchise, is being forced to be a game manager at the expense of his development so the Bears can improve from 3 wins to 6, or maybe 7. And based on the treatment of Trubisky alone, Fox should be fired right now. But the Bears don't fire coaches during the middle of the season because doing so means someone from the organization would have to take a stand and then talk to the media to defend that stand. We can't have that. So failing that by any reasonable assessment, John Fox needs to be fired at the end of the year so an offensively minded head coach can come in and maximize Trubisky so you can pair him with an up and coming defense and contend for the division and ultimately for the Super Bowl. And yet, here we are concocting both reasons for and justifications of the retention of John Fox as head coach if he manages to drag this crap-ass team to 7-9 while putting outsized importance on the outcome of the Packers game because the owners treat the game with the importance of the fans. I feel like I need to root for the Bears to lose to the Packers, and I hate that because I want to indulge my inner meatball, and I can't because of this nagging feeling that the Bears are going to be better off in the long run if they lose.
If the Bears lose this game Sunday, and it depends on in what fashion they end up losing. But if the Bears lose the game Sunday, people will be disappointed. To some extent, folks will even be maybe surprised because of the way the Packers have looked in recent weeks. We know Aaron Rodgers isn't in the lineup, and the way the Bears' defense and running game has looked in recent weeks. But we have also seen Mitchell Trubisky. And I think to just completely blame John Fox for not allowing Trubisky to be more of a volume passer is eliminating the thought, even the just the potential idea that what he's shown in practice doesn't look like a guy who should be throwing the ball 35 or 40 times in a game.
That's possible, but that one could still argue he needs to fail in these game experiences to become what he is expected to become.
You could argue that he is failing, and the Bears are winning in spite of that. He's completing less than half his passes, not even less than 60%, which is more of the Mendoza line. He's completing 48% of his passes. Now, he's protecting the football, which to me, that's a win.
That's a win when you have a rookie quarterback who's at least protecting the football, who's at least getting himself out of harm's way enough, and who has made some plays. I actually think Dow Longins has done better than I anticipated. Now, I didn't anticipate he would do well because of what I saw from him last season. But what I saw from him last season that I didn't enjoy was him thinking that regardless of who's in at quarterback, we can abandon the run game in certain stretches and try to rely on a QB in a passing game that obviously is mediocre at best, that's going to throw the ball to the other team in key situations where we don't need them to do that. He, to me, has gone more to what the strengths of the Chicago Bears roster are. And so if we say, hey, rookie QB, go throw to all these nobody receivers.
Who aren't open.
Who you could cover. Who I could at least go out there and design a defense that someone could cover. And to say, Trubisky, go out there and just throw it to the other team just because that's going to help you develop. It's not. It's not a legitimate way to look at what the situation is that this Bears roster is actually in. We need to deal in reality when we're talking about where the Bears are at right now. It'd be different if Alshon Jeffrey was still in the lineup. All right, design some plays to get the ball to Alshon, even though Alshon was a little bit overrated because he was a Bears receiver and the Bears historically, you know, at least over the past decade or so, have only had some okay receivers. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, you get beyond that. Who's really been the receivers for the Bears in recent years? So Alshon Jeffrey, if he's in this lineup, though, you say there's somebody Trubisky can at least try to consistently get the ball to. Right now, he doesn't have that guy. He doesn't have those guys. The strength of this offense is the running game and setting up the defense to put them in a position to win. So are you allowing legit development of Mitchell Trubisky? If you say, we know you're not in a strong position to succeed, we know you are likely to fail, just go ahead and do it because we think that's going to help you improve as a football player?
I don't think they have to say that. And it's part of, I know that all offensive coordinators are greedy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's such a thing, truly, in their nature. I don't think there's such a thing as a conservative NFL offensive coordinator.
I'd agree with that.
Because they're all greedy. They all think, my offense can get this done right now. I've designed this. I game planned this. I know this is going to work. I filled out, created this color-coded card because I got them. They all think that way, and they have to think that way. Yet it's because of Fox, I think, who's the restrictor plate on all this. And ultimately, if he's got the headset to say, you know, we're going to run it here, or on fourth and one at the 42, we're going to punt.
But did we feel he restricted Dowell last year when he had Brian Hoyer doing things Brian Hoyer wasn't capable of, or when he had Matt Barkley trending on Twitter because he completed two passes in a row, and all of a sudden Chicago fans are thinking Matt Barkley's going to be the future
until
of this franchise?
Five interception game, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Dowell was allowed to do what Dow wanted to do last year. And to me, the formula didn't work because the Bears lineup was not capable of it. This season's Bears lineup is even less capable of looking like what a fully fleshed out NFL offense can and maybe to some extent should look like. So we can look at what Deshaun Watts is doing in Houston and compare that to Trubisky. And I haven't heard you use Deshaun Watts' name, but a lot of folks out there are saying, look at what Watts is doing or what he did before he got injured. Why can't we at least allow Trubisky the opportunity to do that? Because the Bears are looking at these guys every day. They've seen them for months and months. They brought them in. They're saying, you know what? Jordan Howard's really good. Tariq Cohen's really good. This offensive line can block people. That's our strength. That gives us the opportunity to put points on the board for our team.
Just
not the
enough
opponent.
Of them, though.
But then what do you do instead? Because if you let him go out there and just throw the ball 35 or 40 times, he's going to put points on the board for the other team, not for yours.
Leo in Naperville, you're on WSCR. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I have to agree with Anthony. I think in terms of Mitch's development, he has to learn how to win a game, especially win a game that you're favored to win. And if that means he goes 10 for 18, 115 yards, and maybe a touchdown and no interceptions, to me that's still development. Throwing 35, you know, 40 times and having three picks and that resulting in 14 points, that's negative development because, like you guys are talking about, they just don't have the horses. So playing with the cards you dealt with and winning with the team you have a good enough defense to win the game. You have a good enough running game to win the game. To complete the win is still a development process that we can take this game on. Now, great. Hey, you could talk about the division in the roster.
I'm not sure about the learning to win philosophy.
Sure, it is. I mean,
I don't think that a quarterback, if you're not
throwing it to the other team, is a learned process.
But that's not.
That.
but that is to a fault. I don't want Mitch Trubisky to develop to not throw the ball to the. I don't care if a couple times he throws the ball to the other team. I want him to throw the ball.
But you don't want to. But to your point, you don't want to drill it into his head that he has to throw it to a covered man.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you got to make mistakes to get good. And so many great quarterbacks were allowed to throw a ton of picks. And unfortunately, the NFL has changed to a point where efficiency matters more than anything. And we talked about this a couple days ago, just about the all-time leaders in passer efficiency rating. And sometimes you can be really, really efficient and not be that good or successful. Brian Hoyer completes all his passes. Sam Bradford completes 70% of his passes. He's still Sam Bradford.
When we were doing the transition, Danny Parkins asked the question of, well, who's been a guy who's gone from, I don't remember exactly how I phrased, but basically who's been game manager, protect the football guy, who's actually turned into a great passer? Two of them are still playing right now.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was that guy early. Two who are playing right now, Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger won, his first 10 games of his career as a starter or something like that in Pittsburgh? It wasn't because of his right arm. It was because they had Jerome Bettis, a dominant offensive line, and one of the NFL's best defenses. And they said, Ben, go out here and don't lose the game. When it's tight late, make a few plays.
That's the thing, but that's the same guy who also had an uncanny ability at critical times with people pulling on his arms he's dragging a guy on his leg to be able to stand there and make big boy passes.
But we've seen a couple of those moments
that's
from
not because
Trubisky,
of Jerome
though, right? We've seen a couple of those moments from Trubisky, and that to me is cool. If you keep the game close until the fourth quarter and then say, Mitch, make us two plays in the second half, that's part of how they've won these couple of games. He's 2-2 as a starter. He has made a couple of plays in the games that they've won.
This segment was brought to you by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. I've got another football thing. We'll continue talking about this, but when we come back, I have a football development that I'm really excited about that may affect us more than we think initially. And it's some outside-the-box thinking that I think is in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's coming up next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. Jerry Jones has threatened to sue the league if a contract extension for Roger Goodell is approved by the league's compensation committee. So exactly why is Jerry so hot? Well, for one, Goodell, of course, suspended Ezekiel Elliott. And then Jerry might be upset about the way that Goodell has handled anthem protests and the moving of two franchises here in Los Angeles, plus maybe even his explanation of declining TV ratings. Question is, does he have a strong legal case to stand on? Maybe not. After all, he reportedly was one of the guys in favor of the process that's in place for negotiating a deal with the commissioner. What we have here then is another story that fans really do not care about, that is jamming up their timelines and taking attention away from the product on the field. I'm Jim Rome.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, DieHard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. DieHard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 DieHard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever DieHard. Hard.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Here's to the ones who followed their small business dreams. The builders, the makers, the movers and shakers. The ones who are bold enough to stand by what they know or leave it all behind for something new. For 30 years and counting, these believers have found a home online with a .net domain name. To them, we say thank you. And to you, we say keep pushing, keep fighting, keep dreaming up. Realize your big idea and find your .net. Visit keepdreamingup.net.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
He's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Usually when we talk about NFL news, it's something bad lately. It's some weird league-level story, or somebody is in trouble with the law, or there's something confusing administratively, or somebody gets popped for steroids. I've got something that's great.
Great.
Yes. This is from USA Today. Thursday night football isn't always that entertaining on the field, but there will be a seriously good reason to tune in on November 16th. Even if you're not a Titans or Steelers fan, NBC made this announcement today. NBC will utilize its dual Skycam system to present a new primary viewing angle for its coverage of Thursday Night Football on November 16th. And thanks to the heavy fog that descended over the Patriots-Falcons game last month, NBC was forced to use Skycam as its main camera angle, and as we all know, it looked amazing.
Right.
Fred Gaudelli, at the time, said there were limitations to the system. But it sounds like NBC heard positive feedback. So here's Gaudelli again. And this is like the dean of football TV production.
When Freddie Gaudelli shows up, there's times where NFL teams, when they're building new stadiums, they'll say, Freddie Gaudelli, Sunday Night Football guy, longtime Monday Night Football guy before you went to NBC, come in and help us know where we need to place our camera positions.
Right.
He is the guy in the industry.
You might not know it as a fan, but Fred Gaudelli affected the way you see football.
Mm.
He said, this is his quote, after pivoting out of necessity to Skycam in the New England fog, we've been aggressively planning and testing with the intent of utilizing the system for a full game. Younger generations of NFL fans have grown accustomed to watching football from this angle through their love of video games.
Right.
This telecast will have a look and feel akin to that experience. We'll still have our full complement of cameras and we'll revert to traditional coverage when situations dictate. But the primary viewing experience of the game will come from the Skycam angle. Thursday Night Football has always been about technical innovation and new technologies, and this production will fit perfectly with that. So
that
because of
phenomenal.
Fog, it's outstanding.
Sensational.
It's so long coming. It's so late to the party because you will have a new appreciation. You won't because you see this anyway.
Yeah.
Line play.
Mm-hmm.
When you can watch why certain things are happening, you can see passing lanes. When we start talking about windows, you can now see the window. You can see it right there. You can see the difference between a quarterback throwing someone open or a quarterback anticipating a receiver with a perfect split and a perfectly timed break being where the ball is supposed to be. This is great. And it's my hope that this becomes the new thing because the old way of showing games is, in my mind, obsolete. It's obsolete. And this will make people better, smarter, and I think more entertained football fans.
And the video game element of this is so key, and I think how multiple generations of viewers will end up appreciating it because, and I've honestly never been a big gamer. I haven't owned a football video game. I really haven't owned a video game of any kind since like Madden 93.
Okay.
That was the last video game I owned. But even way back then, I'm saying way back then, it was whatever, 25 years ago now, maybe something like that. But the vantage point that you actually played the game from was the Skycam. That was the motivation for the Skycam to actually have that vantage point that looks cool in a video game, but wasn't available up until recent years, up until this iteration, this generation of football fans, where they started hooking the Skycam up on some of the major broadcasts. And that vantage point will now be what you're actually seeing during the game broadcast as the main angle available for one of these Thursday night feeds. I think it is an excellent idea that people are really going to eat up.
And I'll always remember when they redid Soldier Field many, many years ago, not like completely redid. This was in the 80s, early 80s when they,
oh, okay,
they
so not the spaceship.
No. They reconfigured the end zone. My family's tickets, our family, our season tickets that we used were always right about the 40-yard line on the east side of the stadium. And when they reconfigured it, however it worked, and I don't know what happened, but our seats moved to about two-thirds of the way up in the north end zone. And I was so bummed about it. I'm like, really, Dad? He goes, yeah, look, we're still going to go. We still got the tickets. And little did I know that I loved the end zone seats. I love, and sure, you know, you want the action to be closer to you. It's harder when it goes down the other way. But man, all of a sudden you're saying, oh, that's the combination block. When he pulls around, that's actually how far that guy is. 275 pounds at the time, now 320.
Right.
But that being asked, or what, you know, seeing what a reach block is, watching the pulling action on a power run and seeing it happen that way was complete revelation to me. Having that, and then, you know, later on covering the Bears, knowing in a practice where I wanted to stand, knowing during drills where you want to stand to get the proper angles to see what you need to see. So this is great. I think they're going to be mostly old people that are going to grumble about this. Try not to.
Yeah, this isn't going to be the glowing hockey puck that everybody hated when Fox tried that a long time ago. This is going to be something that's not going to look as weird, but it's still going to look unique. It's going to look cool. And I think when, just think about like a football practice, you mentioned going to a practice, and the coaches, when they're actually there coaching drills, they're not standing along this side of the field. They're usually standing directly behind the offense. You know, it's usually behind the offense, not the defense, because the ball is going away from you. But the vantage point that you get the most out of from just a voyeur of watching a play develop is from behind the ball, behind the offense, like this Sky Cam gives you.
And the point from the 847 via text, this is going to allow us to second guess the quarterback even more. You better damn believe it is.
Yeah.
Because now you can see the progression of reads. Depending on the angle, you'll be able to see, was that, should he have thrown deep, and or were his eyes short too early? Did he drop his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff you will have some quarterback's eyes now and be able to start looking at this from your own, with your own opinions.
And we'll have a sense for why quarterbacks tend to see ghosts in a different way during the live play itself. Because from the sideline angle, you can kind of see, okay, if there's pressure coming off the edge and he's starting to chase the guy down, you can kind of see that a bit. But actually from that end zone vantage point, what that allows you to do is to see that even if the pass rush itself hasn't necessarily defeated a blocker, but is the pocket becoming condensed? And is there a legitimate throwing window that's there for the quarterback to just even have vision of this open receiver? Because from the sideline angle that we're used to seeing during the live game,
why didn't he throw it?
Throw it to that guy? Well, maybe he was on read number two and that guy was his fourth read, and you have no idea where his progression actually took him.
Or he literally couldn't see him
because there's two giant men dancing in front of him, jumping up, and he has no idea what he can and, you know, maybe shouldn't be looking at in a given moment. But from that sky cam vantage point, you have a much better idea of what he's even got the possibility of trying to throw the ball to, because there's a lot of times where a receiver may be open and the pass rush may not be hitting the quarterback, but he's just got zero vision of where that guy is because of where the pocket has actually been condensed.
I'm going to grab some calls right after an update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Gather your friends for a one-of-a-kind Friendsgiving with the Bears, courtesy of Miller Lite. Enter today at chicagobears.com/Friendsgiving. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
I feel very confident, and I'm very excited to really just start to open things up.
Mitchell Trubisky referring to the second half of the year as a new season. That's because in his first four NFL games, Trubisky targeted wide receivers just 36% of the time, the lowest percentage of any quarterback in the league. But with Dontrell Inman and Marcus Wheaton both expected to play Sunday, offensive coordinator Dow Loggins ready to put the ball in the air more.
Our balance is a little bit out of whack to the run side. And so I think, but when you start to throw the ball and push the ball down the field a little bit more, I think it opens up a lot of different things.
60% of the Bears' play calls with Trubisky have been run plays. That's about to change. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Scoreboard update.
I'll add another layer to Zach's report here in just a second on the Bears. From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. A daring proclamation from Bears head coach John Fox on the Aaron Rodgerless Green Bay Packers.
They're still a dangerous football team. They've scored on everybody they've played against. you know, it's just a matter of executing.
Which would be up to Brett Hundley, who has barely made a blip on the offensive radar over three games, one TD and four picks. The Bears were, again, without linebacker Danny Trevathan today. Baseball and the Cubs from first base to the dugout. Brandon Hyde is the team's new bench coach. Blackhawks beat Philadelphia 3-0 at home 9 days ago and looking to do the same on the road tonight. Blackhawks and Flyers. Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez were back in Bulls practice today. And here it is, guys. We have learned the finalists for Coach of the Year in the Canadian Football League. Of course, Calgary's Dave Dickinson. We all predicted that. And Toronto's Mark Trestman.
Of course.
He's naturally. That's his life right there. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. This Thanksgiving, Meijer is carving prices on turkeys with great deals on turkey and everything else you need for your Thanksgiving feast. Meijer helps make it possible for anyone to bring enough for everyone. And now get your turkey in store or delivered today by... Mysterious
by,
word.
By whom?
S-H-I-P-T. Shipped?
Yes.
S-H-I-P-T.
That's what it sounds like. I'm a phonetic master. Yes. You got it right.
Well, come on over here and help me out, big ants.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
I bet he could define shipped for everyone. See all the deals at Meijer.com. And Terry Bors is back. He will join the Bernstein and Goff Show Wednesday at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as the score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one-ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Goff Show with Anthony Herron sitting in today. Barry Rosner will be with me tomorrow, and we are going to be out. We are going to be at the Jewel at Diversey and Clybourne. We have Bears Packers tickets to give away thanks to the fine folks at Miller Lite. So we look forward to seeing you out there. Chicago Heights, our next stop. Mike is on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Listen, I've been listening and you're talking about how the Bears don't score enough points. Obviously, because I'm 55 years of age, and my father used to get up on top of the roof and turn the antenna, Dan, you'll understand that, to Rockford and to get pictures of the Bears when I was a kid and to watch the Bears lose again and again and again, you know, with a snowy picture. And I'm like, I said, Dad, they can't score more than two touchdowns a game. I said 17 points a game. And Jason, by the way, I have a little toy here that it still works. A Mattel from 1979, a Mattel football game. And this thing rocks. Anyways, guys, why can't they score touchdowns? Throw the ball.
Okay, because they don't have any receivers.
They do not.
That's the problem.
There are people assigned to those positions who are on the football field. They're not actually performing as, you know, what NFL receivers should consistently be doing.
They're not open.
Makes
and
it tough.
If you watch the design of some of these plays, when you see that diamond bunch set or the stack set, that's designed to get one free release. A single free release that ideally... You've got somebody the size of Mike Evans or A.J. Green that's lined up right there, and they if they're going to play press man, that cornerback is going to get punched in the neck, and they are going to swim right by him. These guys can't do that.
Mm-mm.
They're just not, and people say, well, he's fast. Okay, speed doesn't matter if somebody has you locked up at the line of scrimmage, because it's 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, and you're still at the line of scrimmage. You're not helping anybody that way.
Those are some of the funniest moments. Those won't be as available from the new Skycam angle as they are from the sideline view. But every once in a while, like when I was on with you and Jason, I think one Wednesday a few weeks ago, and I was urging people every once in a while just to watch an offensive tackle versus a pass rusher and just take some moments off during the game and just focus on people who don't have the football. I would urge you to do that with wide receivers at times as well, especially if you see a defensive back come up in a press man sort of look. And press man looks a little different now than it did a few years ago just because, you know, some of the rules are a little bit different. You can't touch him quite as long. But when you can get somebody right there off the line of scrimmage and you get them jammed up, you just hem them up right within their shoulder pads and they just can't get away from you and the arms are flailing everywhere as they're trying to get away. It's comical. It can really
and that's
be
sometimes
very
when one of those slants goes directly into the breadbasket of the safety. You're like, how the hell did
that
happen?
Because the guy who was supposed to get the ball is still back there on the line of scrimmage somewhere.
This segment was brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Top of the hour, we'll do in other news. I have, and I did not know this, it was recently Guinness World Record Day when people try for new Guinness World Records in multiple disciplines.
That's an annual thing?
I guess so. And there was some pretty cool stuff that was actually achieved.
Did you try anything?
Me personally?
Yes.
I don't think, I mean.
You're capable of something.
They don't.
You
give,
can break a world record. Or at least set one. Can you just do something new?
Well, I mean, there's things I'm good at.
The most adjectives used in like a 2 minute sound bite.
They don't give out prizes for the things like if they're like worrying, like if that were a comp, like if in the Olympics, like if they had a worrying team, I'd be, they'd be playing the national anthem and they'd be putting the,
you'd definitely be on the podium.
Right. You can't.
You think a gold medal or just a medalist?
No. I'm representing the country and winning the whole damn thing.
All right.
But they don't give awards for stuff like that.
That's true.
Maybe someday. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Phil Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PE.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Hub51Chicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He just developed, in his skill set, as far as the details of, the pass rush, and, he's long leverty, he makes plays around the tackle, at the back, at the high point of the quarterback's drop. You can see that in the Saints game. So, I just think he's always been a very talented young player, but I think he's clearly coming into his own now.
Well, Mike McCarthy's seeing what I'm seeing with Leonard Floyd. I have had a very difficult time taking my eyes off him, especially when he's lined up in that camera shot. He is a telegenic, athletic specimen.
Yep.
Who looks like a basketball player out there sometimes, and you can see him bend that edge and a tackle not know what to do with him when he gets in that split second of, should I just drag him down by the shoulder pad? And sometimes the answer's been yes. And
last only, option. And only either that or right. My quarterback dies.
Only a couple times have I seen it called, too. I mean, he's drawn so many holding penalties, and that is the thing that bothers me sometimes is when it's actually in front of the referee himself, not the umpire. I mean, usually when you see it come in from where the linebacker area is, that's the umpire making that call. But every once in a while, it's literally right in front of the crew chief referee, and he's just standing there.
Yeah, it's so fast.
I know.
It really, and, in some of the moments, and you'll even see it, on certain replays, every once in a while, Chris Collinsworth on NBC with their Sunday Night Football coverage, he'll point out certain things where something looks like a holding call and it'll get called a holding that actually wasn't. And this is for me coming from a defensive lineman standpoint, where there's times where the offensive lineman is engaged with the guy and both guys are trying to fight for that inside hand placement, especially in the run game. And then whoever ends up winning that hand battle is usually the one who wins the leverage battle and moves the other guy against his will. So then at a certain point when bodies are angling and twisting and, kind of contouring in ways that they're not really intended to, and then you're trying to lock the other guy out, and as you're extending your arms, maybe you're trying to get off the block, and then both of you fall on the ground, they tend to assume there was a hold involved in that. And sometimes a hold gets called that really shouldn't get called. The same thing works, conversely for defenders, where when you're trying to bend that edge like you're talking about, and sometimes you just don't have your cleats in the ground as an edge rusher. It's one of the things I teach young pass rushers, not just to focus on the upper body or on the hips or even the direction of your feet themselves, but even all the way to the details of the cleats. It's one of the things Charles Haley used to teach me when I was with the Detroit Lions, and he was my D-line coach there, especially when you're rushing on grass, and the spiked cleats, they don't really hug the ground in the same way that some of the rubber cleats do. So when you're actually trying to turn the corner, you're basically going to blow a tire if you don't actually turn your heel to the outside to keep the cleats at the, like under the ball of your feet, those cleats towards the front of the shoe.
That sounds
to
almost,
keep those in the ground.
It sounds almost like a hockey cut, like you're making, maintaining your edge on a 45 yeah. degree turn. I'm shocked that an equipment manager couldn't find some way to legally maximize somebody's ability to do that. Right? I mean, do you use the nubs or, I don't know what some guys would do on grass.
It's just about how many cleats can you safely and comfortably put at the bottom of a shoe is what it ends up coming down to, because the screw-in cleats are far more, or I guess they're far less comfortable than the rubber cleats.
Like hell.
Yeah.
And I remember soccer. Your feet were destroyed with screw-in cleats.
And so when you're wearing those and you're on the football field, like if you had, you know, 50 of those at the bottom of your shoe to try to make sure each, you know, end and each angle of your foot is going to be in the ground and have a cleat in it. One, it'd be far more dangerous because you do need your foot to be able to detach from the ground.
Or to customize cleats for your practical movement for your position. I mean, you could have a defensive end, a right defensive end have different cleats on the inside of his right foot, theoretically, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could be onto something there.
I mean, couldn't you customize the pattern of cleats based on what you're actually being asked to do that day, right?
Because it's almost like if you ever watch, not Formula One, but whatever sort of like the stuff Michael Jordan does where he's like riding the motorcycle and you're kind of turning the corner.
Down, yeah.
Your knee is really low to the ground when you're turning that corner. That's the vibe that you're trying to go for. When you're seeing Leonard Floyd trying to turn the corner, he's able to rush so low with his pad level so close to the ground in ways that the human body really shouldn't be able to contort and still keep speed and forward momentum going. He can do that. He can bend in that way and still be fast while he's doing
it. It's funny that the guy who explained that to me in ways where he's almost talking physics without actually using the same terms was Richard Dent.
Mm.
And Dent, he knew what he did. Mm. And it's funny because it's when he came back to the Bears and he was just a shell of himself.
Yeah,
he couldn't do what he did. And he's like, I got to get my legs up under me. And I said, what do you mean?
Mm.
I said, what does that actually mean? So he was showing me. And he's like, look, if I start here, when I'm here, I still have to have my legs where, you know, under me where I can feel. And he was explaining like that angle at which he was still at full speed, but getting that, and that was his bread and butter. That, just that move. And what it was sad because I realized when I walked away that he was describing that he really couldn't do any more what it was that made him great.
Yeah. And you're wanting at some point, and I experienced it myself after multiple knee surgeries. And at this point, I was out of the NFL. I'm in the Arena Football League at this point. And I just remember after the last two knee surgeries I'd had going into a training camp, and there was the line coach with the team I was with. He was a guy who'd coached me before, and he saw what I was like before the last couple of knee surgeries I had. And then he saw me here at this point. And there was like one day in practice where I remember him getting really excited, where I made a couple of nice moves that kind of looked like the old me. It's like, yeah, that's the Anthony we brought in here and blah, blah. I was like, yeah, it still didn't feel like
ow.
It.
Ow.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like that's not something I'm able to do consistently anymore. And that was one of the first moments I said, you know what? I think I need to go ahead and hang this up because that's just, I'm not there anymore. My legs, my knees, just orthopedically and what I need to be able to do to function at the position I play, I just don't have that.
The Second Circuit Court has issued a ruling denying Zeke Elliott's motion for an injunction. And according to the actual documents, the temporary stay is terminated. And they have directed the court clerk to set the appeal for the next available calendar. I wish I knew what that all meant, but I don't. So for the stay to be terminated, that means he's once again suspended, correct?
Well, yes. And it's this rinse repeat sort of cycle that we're in with it, where it feels like, at least in my mind, I'm thinking every once in a while, like, okay, this is the last time we're going to hear one of these. And either he's going to get to play for a while now or he's not going to get to play. And then it just happens over and over again. And the NFL appeals and then he goes back in some circuit courts. I'm just wondering, isn't there some point where you're no longer
over?
Neither side
Supreme
is allowed
Court?
To,
I mean, just get all, just go
I
to
guess
the Supreme
that's where
Court.
Brady was going to go.
The segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing at the top of the hour in other news, some sports, some non-sports. I have a man with something moving in his pants. You have the score.
Yeah. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears are back and well-rested after the bye week, and now they can prepare to take on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Does all that translate to a W? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda in Highland Park. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Mueller Honda in Highland Park, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When this world seems complicated...
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
New Mom CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Coming up on In Other News just after 3 o'clock, then it's going to be Pete Futak at 3:40, Anthony Adams, always a trip, at 4, Ken Belson of the New York Times, and talk to him. And there's even more news because his piece on Jerry Jones keeps getting pushed back with other news stories that keep layering on top of it, now with Ezekiel Elliott again resuspended with his injunction, a request for injunction denied, I guess. Zach is in Joliet. He's on the Score. What's up, Zach?
Hi, Dan and Jason had been talking a lot recently about the proliferation of the obnoxious conservative, like, short yardage passing game, and, you know, injury.